I just realized one teensy-weensy little oversight. I'm going to have to take out all the back EMFs now. And what I'm going to have to do is put in terms of a block diagram's description, at any rate, one more coil in the circuit simulation representing the squirrel cage rotor. It's contributing. Starter coils, even though they're looped to themselves, and thus by way of magnetic induction coming from the main coil of a standard, a motor wired in the standard way, the conventional way, they become energized indirectly through the armature energizing them magnetically. Well, the rotor, the squirrel cage rotor, is getting energized magnetically too. The coupling coefficient is going to be very poor. It's going to be, I think I was told by Constantin314 at Wikipedia that I can expect a proportion, a hopeful one of 0.9, but more realistically between 0.1 and 0.5 coupling coefficient going on between the rotor and the stator of a motor. So I'm going to have to put in one more coil, at least one, whose coupling coefficient with all of these others, I don't know how you do a multiple. I guess you do a case statement that involves this other K1 and then another coil, let's say, or two coils. You take a zip of, let's say, three files and you put it and zip it with two more files or another zip file. You can do that with zip files, but we're doing kind of the same concept here. We're subsuming a coupling, one coupling that's already in existence in a larger situation of coupling that's going to be very poor in this case. Let's say 0.1 coupling coefficient between L2 and L3, let's say, two more coils, and K1 involving all these other coils that have a very tight coupling coefficient among them of, I think it was 0.99. Yeah, I put in 0.99. That's right. 0.99. So that's, I guess, one more thing I have to simulate. And that's going to contribute to the circuit. Because I was wondering to myself, watching the videos over again that I just made, that I just recorded for this one composite video that's going to be very long. The aerial being brought down to 1.2 volts is nice, but not good enough. Because in my experiments with an 18-foot grounded aerial back 5 years ago, in comparison to the earth potential just by itself to an earth ground, is a difference of half a volt. So using that as my reference, because that's the only data I have, the only experiment I ever did with regard to aerials and voltages among them, I have to, it's not the same thing actually, because the aerial on a car is not grounded. So the potential on that is actually going to be higher. So I don't know what I'm worrying about. But be that as it may, it got me to think that the simulation is not complete, and it's true, it's not. So since the back EMF is not doing a whole lot of damage to the circuit, I don't have to worry about taking it out and losing accuracy of the simulation. I can just take it out and, because I'm in a ballpark anyway at this point, and then put in another coil, at least one, with a poor coupling coefficient between it and the others, to represent the squirrel cage rotor, and see if I can get that to contribute anything appreciably so that I can bring down the voltage on the aerial to some degree to make me satisfied that the simulation is realistically buildable, because I'm still hesitant to claim that it is, that it's realistic, to actually do this and not just think about it. Something more than a thought experiment, as Einstein might put it. Okay, got a little more work to do here.